There's really nothing like passing the evening with another powerful, dominant hypnotist. Someone who shares the things that you like. Someone who understands the particular challenges and pleasures of my line of work. And that's why I love spending my time with you, Magenta.
That's why I love spending my time with you, because you always seem to know what I might say next, or what I might say before what I think that I might say. Or you just get into my head and we just get into each other's heads and it's all a bunch of fun. But it's always good to be able to just flow the way that we do between each other's words. And I love that.
I love when we can get into each other. And of course.
Yes. Now I'm blushing.
It's always nice to have a little test subject around that we can play with.
I love to toy with other people's minds, especially when we're just trying things out. And yes, test subjects are the best kind.
And I don't think you mind being our little experiment, do you, listener?
Oh, they don't. They don't at all. They can't help it. I'm sure they're just sitting there with a big smile on their face, ready to just drop. But not yet, of course. Not just yet.
Nowhere near yet. No. You see, when Magenta and I spend time together, we like to challenge each other. When you're in your own head, when you're doing your own thing, well, you can find that you fall into patterns. I'm sure you enjoy the patterns that we weave for you. I'm sure you love the way we move your mind, the familiarity of some of our words, but there's nothing like a little friendly competition over a mind to make you stretch yourself a little bit. Is there, Magenta?
Indeed. Nothing like that, a good friendly competition, because I like to win. Almost as much as you like to win, but when we're together, do we both win? Or does the listener win? Is it their mind that wins when we take it away?
We say competition, but no one really loses, of course. And with Magenta and I, it's not really about the destination. It's about the journey. It's about what we can make you do on the way.
So many wonderful stops along the way. So many interesting things to see, interesting things to hear, interesting places to go. But it is about the journey. It is about the roads and the paths that we make inside your mind. And that's just going to feel so good. That wonderful journey to destinations unknown.
Unknown, because the places that we take you, really, all those roads, those twisting, spiraling lanes that seem to just go on, round and around, that get you lost, so wonderfully lost, deep in the dark woods. Well, they all lead to the same place eventually, don't they?
They do. Trance is a place. It's a wonderful place that you may or may not have been there before, but you know that wherever that destination is going to be exactly where we take you. And really, you may not even realize it yet, but it is exactly where you want to be.
Exactly where you need to be. Exactly what you've been craving. And we'll get you there. My impatient listener, we'll get you there. But first, our terms, our little competition. Magenta is going to give me a word that I haven't heard yet. And I'm going to fuck your mind up with it, whatever it is. I'm going to make an induction around it. just to keep me limber. And we'll see what I do with you, what comes off the top of my head and flowing into yours. Are you ready, Magenta?
Oh, I'm ready. Your word is planet.
Planet. Well, of course, when I think about a planet, I can't help but think of the way that a planet orbits something bigger than itself. The way that gravity draws planets together and away from each other. And how words can be said to have gravity, can't they? And as I speak now, listener, I know that you can feel the gravity of my voice pulling you toward me, bigger and more powerful than your mind could ever be, pulling you down. Pulling you, grounding you deep into your mind, as inextricable and as impossible to ignore as the way the planets are held in the sky. My words are held in your mind like stars that sparkle there so perfectly. The sun, too, is a planet. Maybe the most important star. What are planets but stars, after all? And the warmth of my words, like the sun, unfurls your mind like a flower to me, doesn't it? And in that basking warmth, your mind can just relax for me now. That's it. And you can feel that warmth begin to spread all through you. That vitality that my voice brings to you, that makes you feel alive in the most exquisite and unique way that you could imagine, or that you can't imagine, that you haven't imagined yet. You don't need to think about imagining, you just have to experience right now whatever is happening for you. Just as we experience standing on a planet, and not really thinking about the fact we're on a planet, we're simply there. And that's how my words can feel right now. That's how my trance can feel right now. But at the same time, when we take a moment to realize where we are, such a small thing in the middle of a vast galaxy that we couldn't possibly understand or comprehend. And so the depth of my trance can reveal itself to you in that feeling, in that impossibility of millions and millions of miles of unexplored space inside your mind that I will find and that I will colonize. And you'll drop, because you can't help but drop in the face of such power, can you? But then you'll come all the way back, up, up, up. What do you think, Magenta?
That was nice.
Did my experiment work?
That was a very nice experiment. Especially the part about the sun, and it was like an immediate warmth, which is the nice part of what words can do in general, and why hypnosis is just so amazing.
Well, I'm looking forward to having the very same feeling with you, Magenta.
What are you going to
do with our little experiment down here? I can see how much it's craving that trance to continue. And I want to feel a little bit of your words in my mind, too.
Excellent.
Well, the word I'm going to give you, Magenta, is Daisy.
Daisies are lovely. They make me think of being in just a nice meadow, a meadow full of flowers. And it makes me think of just that feeling of taking your shoes off and having the soft earth beneath them. Maybe you're running a little bit, maybe you're walking, maybe you're just experiencing the way those flowers feel as they touch your skin. Each petal just touching your skin, the softness, the smoothness of your skin, the feeling of the sun beating down on you, that warmth. And the smell, such a wonderful fragrance of just a simple flower, a simple daisy. Maybe it's a windy day, and maybe that wind is just something that you feel surrounding you. You feel it in your hair, you feel it on your face, you feel it just all over your body. And I love that feeling. It makes me feel free. It makes me feel like I'm able to run in any direction I want to. It makes me feel like I can take a moment to pause, to relax, and let that wind take me. Because the wind can take you, it can pull you, it can push you, it can take you in any which way it wants. The feeling of almost floating, of almost flying, of just moving around your body, just moving back and forth, just swaying in whichever way the wind wants to take you, in whichever way my voice wants to take you. My voice, as it whispers on the wind, as words flow into your ears and into your mind, reminding you of this wonderful feeling, of the feeling of that lovely back and forth, of that windy feeling inside your head as it blows all of the thoughts out of you, blowing each and every thought away like petals on the wind. And I know that you're feeling that right now as the wind just takes you, the whispers take you, my words take you. Your mind doesn't need to be there anymore. Just relaxation and my voice. Nothing else matters right now as you drop so deep and relax so peaceful. And as you relax, you just let that wind continue to take you, wrap around you like a blanket. And let everything just feel so good. And you can come all the way back up for me on three. You can still feel that wonderful warmth of that blanket, my words just wrapped around you. All the way back up on three. One, two, three. Wide awake for me.
I will admit to going a little zony, but nowhere near as zony as our little experiment there.
Oh, I'm sure. I know what my words can do to people. To eager little minds.
Standing while you were speaking, and I might have found myself swaying a little in the winds of your words.
Ooh, that's a lovely turn of phrase. The winds of my words.
Oh, look at how sweet and sleepy our little test subject looks. Come on, you're supposed to be out of trance. You'll be no challenge if you're already dropping and sinking and falling. No, up, come on. Bang.
You can stay awake just for a little while. Just for a little moment.
Oh. So, Magenta, what's my challenge?
Let me see. I think that your word is going to be one of my favorite words. Taco.
I was about to say it's taco, isn't it?
It's taco.
It's taco. Of course it's taco. Oh, you giggling, test subject. Is that making you smile? Do you think a word like taco is going to stop me from taking your mind away? No. Magenta's just given me a recipe for your mind. We can just start with, well, finding all the softest parts. Finding a nice layer of squishy little thought that I can begin to stir and spice with my words. Maybe just the most outer layer of your mind. The thoughts that are just a little here and there, gathering them up. And as I stir them round, I can take a nice fresh trance and lay it out and begin to slowly extract, thought by thought, those squishy little parts of you. Lay it all out. And then when I'm done with that, when I've drained that first layer, well, I need something more substantial, the meat of what makes you up, that I can take, that I can carve from your mind, slice by slice, that I can strip away with my words. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all of it, mine, drop. Good. And I lay those out carefully, arranging them in whatever pattern I find to be the most delicious. And when I've laid them all out, exactly as I want them, exactly as I want you, I roll it all up tight, so tight that nothing could escape from my delicious meal that I'm making of your mind. And that constriction, it's almost physical, isn't it? The way I'm pushing and rolling my words across your mind from the back to the front, rolling it up so tightly, ready for me to feast on you. And when you're wrapped up tight like that, when you're held like that, when your thoughts are so constricted, there's nothing but my words to listen to now, nothing but my thoughts to feel now. I have you held tight, hypnotized. Say it. Say, I am hypnotized. And that's it. Whether you said it aloud, whether you said it in your head, whether you just acknowledged it to yourself in that moment, you are hypnotized. With a fucking taco. Now come back up for me as I unroll you, as I take a bite. In 3, 2, 1.
That was good. That was good.
And did you find that delicious, my sweet? Was that a tasty little trance for that simple little mind? Are you feeling a little floaty? Well, Magenta's not done with you, and nor am I, because I'm going to give her a word.
Oh.
Now, she gave me taco. What shall I give her?
Oh, dear.
The word I'm going to give you is constitution.
Constitution. You have a delicate constitution, especially when it comes to trance. When it comes to being hypnotized, you find that you turn into something else. That your feelings, that the way you look, that the way you feel, becomes something different. And you go from one space to the next. You go from one feeling to the next. From that feeling of being sensitive to my words, sensitive to each and every word I speak, to being deep, to being dropped, to being asleep and relaxed, And that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to have. When you just listen. When you just let yourself drop. When you let yourself go from one state to the next. To the next, to whichever one I take you to. And back, and then forth, and then forward, and then back. In each and every direction. My voice could be in one part of your mind. And it could make you feel one way, or it could be in another part of your mind and make you feel a different way. But that's okay, because each and every way my voice makes you feel, you're just going to drop into that deep, deep space, into that deep, deep part, that deep part of your mind that I touch, that I make feel. And each spot in that brain can light up. Or it can go dark. I can turn it on and I can turn it off. I can turn it to the left. I could turn it to the right. I can make all of those things, all of those thoughts, just disappear with one little flick of my finger, like turning on a light switch up or down. And it makes you feel delicate, vulnerable, open. But that's a good feeling, isn't it? That delicate constitution. Because I know how to play with it. I know how to play with your feelings and your mind, and I take that and I use it against you. And I use it against you at the moments and times when I want it to be just the way I want you to be. Deep. Hypnotized. And that's what I want. Whenever I think of you like that, whenever I see you like that, whenever I know what it is that you feel when you feel it, whenever I see you in that vulnerable state, I know that I can just pounce and take advantage of you. But for now, I want you to come all the way back up for me on three. One, two, three, wide awake for me. Oh, and I hope you liked that, listener, because I can tell when you're a little bit vulnerable, and that's just a wonderful place for me to dig around inside that head and just take advantage of you.
Careful, Magenta, you're gonna pounce again.
I try to be good.
You don't try to be good.
No,
you're bad.
I'm a little bit bad.
We're both a little bit bad. And I don't think our little test subject here minds too much, do they?
Oh, not at all.
Now, you said law of threes, right?
I did. The law of threes. Yes. What is it? The power of three will set you free. And my word is going to be just a fun one. It's not taco again, although that comes to mind. It's fluff or fluffy.
Fluffy. Mm-mm. Well, it's easy to think of those times, isn't it? When your mind, your thoughts, could be described as a little bit fluffy. Perhaps you're feeling that way now, like instead of what being inside your head is something substantial and commanding, it's something kind of sweet. Sweet and delicate, as Magenta said. Sweet and almost wispy and ephemeral. The way that your hold over your conscious mind feels right now, isn't it? It feels a little fluffy. And I'm allowing it to feel fluffy. I'm allowing you to feel like you have the smallest, most vulnerable grip on that conscious mind, that you're just holding those wispy little shreds of what makes you who you are. I'm letting you have a sense of security, like you're clutching what's left inside your head close to your chest. Just a sweet, soft thing. You're trying to hold on to it, like a child tries to hold on to a toy to comfort themselves. It's pathetic, but it's cute. But you know, in a moment, in one single moment, I could snatch away what's left of you. I could dust away with the merest wave of my fingers those fluffy little thoughts. I could move them like one would move clouds in a breeze. I could move them, I could sweep them up like candy floss and bring them to my lips and have them dissolve into nothing. And would I let you have them back? Would I let you clutch again at what little you have to hold on to? I might. I might, but those wisps, those fluffy bits, are so easy to form into something different. By the time you have them feeling more solid inside your head, you won't remember what shape they used to be. After all, fluffy little wisps of thoughts, well, they didn't really have a shape before I gave them one, did they? So how would you know? How would you know what shape your thoughts were in before I started reshaping them? How would you remember when I've been playing with those wispy, fluffy thoughts for a while? Even over the course of this trance, they've been getting smaller. They've been getting almost imperceptible, haven't they? That grasp that you have. Like trying to hold a cloud. Not possible, is it? You can't hold on to something that just dissolves, that melts, that drops through your fingers. You don't need to hold on now, so don't. You can let go. Let go and let me reform you. Let go and let me reshape you. Let go and let me make what is so fluffy inside your head a comfortable space for you to lay yourself down. Let me make you feel good. You want to feel good. And it feels so good here, so soft, so quiet, so drop. Drop as I cover you over in that soft, fluffy thought prison that I can build for you. A prison so comfortable that you'd never want to leave it. Why would you, when it cocoons you so completely? When it holds you so entirely, a perfect shape just for you? Drop and give in and accept that this is the shape you should have been all along. That's it. That's so good. But you can't stay, can you? As much as you might want to, as much as you might feel like you need to. No. And it feels harsh, doesn't it, as I begin to withdraw my words? It feels lonely without that fluffy, warm feeling that my trance gives you, doesn't it? Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I'm taking it back. I'm leaving you with whatever I need to leave you with, and I'm taking my trance back away, and you'll have to beg me to give it you back. Won't you? So as I strip away those layers, as I leave you back in your mind, back in the familiar space that you exist in, back in your thoughts, grasping them once again, and you feel yourself coming back together in 3, 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up. Oh, I hope I wasn't too harsh on you, sweet one. Come on. Don't worry, I'm sure magenta will make you feel much better. And magenta, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Magenta, your word is grasp.
Sometimes it's hard to hold on to things. Sometimes something is just out of our grasp. That's an expression you've heard. Something you want is just slightly too far to reach. You can't quite hold on to it. You can't grasp it. But you want to. Oh, you want to so badly. I didn't know how badly you wanted it. You wanted to hold on to my words. You wanted to hold on to them so deeply inside your head, but they just seem to leave. And that's okay. Don't worry. They'll come back. You'll be able to hold them. You'll be able to take them in deep. You'll be able to hold on to them once again. And you can almost feel it. You can almost taste it. You can almost touch it, smell it. You can just sort of feel your fingers. You feel them tingle. You feel that want. You feel that desire to just hold on to them. And that tingling just spreads and spreads and moves its way inside your mind. And you're just doing everything you can to hold on to my words to make sure they never leave. You don't want them to leave. They could never leave. You don't want them to ever leave. They could never leave. You don't want them to leave because they could never leave as you just drop for me. Because holding on to those words, keeping them inside your mind, well, they just expand. Expanding throughout your entire mind. Moving around, spiraling around, encircling that mind, and finding just the right spot. The right opening, the right way for them to snake inside, planting my little seeds. Oh, but that's okay. That's where you want them to be. You want me to plant those seeds because really, it just means that you'll never have to have my words just out of grasp, out of reach. You'll just keep them there. You'll be able to hold on to them. You'll be able to hold on to relaxation. You'll be able to hold on to the way that that relaxation makes you feel, the way it spreads throughout your body. You'll be able to keep hold of all of the nasty little things that I say, all of the ways that I'll take and change and remove from that mind. Once my seeds are planted, really, I can just move anywhere I want to. I can touch and take anything I want. I can grasp onto that mind and hold tight and squeeze tight, squeezing out every last thought, everything I don't want to be there, everything I don't need to be there, everything you don't need to be there. Oh, but you don't need to think about that. You're not thinking anyway. There's no thoughts left in that head when I squeeze each and every thought out. Feeling my grip tighten on that mind. I have you right there in the palm of my hand, and each time I squeeze, those thoughts disappear. But that's just the way you like it. Leaving you open, exposed, ready for anything I want to put inside there, ready for you to just be obedient, ready for you to just be exactly the mindless little toy that I want you to be. That I can program, that I can tease, that I can torture with my words, especially if I took them away. And you don't want me to take them away. But sometimes my words are just out of your grasp. But that's okay. Because you're going to come all the way up on 3 and you can feel that mind like a puzzle just putting itself back together. Feeling yourself rearranged by my words into a nice, wonderful piece, a nice, wonderful picture. And you can feel that right now, feeling good, feeling just exactly the way you should feel as you awaken on three. One, two, three, wide awake for me.
Oh, the gap that my words left. And then Magenta filled it so nicely, didn't she? She took all your need. And she used it. And how do you feel now, listener? Do you feel needy?
I love using your words and using them against you, taking them and then using you, lovely little listener.
And I know you must be feeling a little muddled. All that drop, and then up, and then drop, and then up, and then drop, and then up. Oh, it just taxes the mind so much, doesn't it?
And up and then drop, and up and then drop, and up and then drop. It's as easy as that, isn't it? When you just follow the bouncing ball up and down and up and down, the way your mind just bounces up and bounces down, and up and down, down and up.
And there's kind of a feeling, isn't there, when there's a ball in the air and it's about to fall, or when the roller coaster's just at the top and it's about to drop. There's that tension, that building moment, that almost suspension of everything else, and then that wonderful feeling as it claims you, as you drop deep, as you fall down. Delicious, inevitable, and so good.
So good when you teeter on the edge like that. The way that your mind just feels that edge, that wonderful edge before you drop, before the ball goes bouncing into the air again. Where's your mind as it's just floating in the air, as the ball becomes a balloon and it just disappears into the sky, up and up and up. But there's always a way back down, isn't there?
Because you're down here. Your body is down on the ground. Your body that's feeling the air against your sensitive skin. Your body that's feeling the way that you're resting against what you're resting on. Your body that feels so relaxed. Your body that senses every little bit of the way that my words move through your muscles. Your body that feels the sensation of fabric against you. Your body that can only hold on to so many things as my words pour into your mind. Your body with the feeling of the headphones pressed there as my words press deep into your mind. And as you try and hold all of those things together, it feels so good to not hold on to anything at all and just drop. That's good.
So good.
But then, of course, as good as it is to drop, there's always deeper.
Always deeper down. I mean, the mind has a limited capacity to hold on to things. Just as Trick said, it makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense.
So much sense to make it easier and easier to just slip away.
And deeper. Harder and harder to think as you come up.
As you come up.
As you go down deeper.
As you come up floating.
As you go so far down, as you fall and sink and drop.
As you fall and sink and come,
as you come all the way back. Down, deep for me.
Up and up, floating for me.
Feeling so good as you fall, as you sink, as you melt away.
As you rise up. Feel it, the floating.
Feel
floating
the sinking, the heaviness of every one of your muscles as you listen.
As your mind becomes lighter and lighter.
As your brain becomes saturated with all of the weight of this trance, dragging it down.
Making it feel even better when it rises up.
Drop down and down.
And up. And
heavier and heavier and deeper and deeper.
Lighter and lighter and more weight.
and more deep in that wonderful state that you're coming up, up and out of now.
Down, down,
feeling deep. Yourself just recover slightly, feeling yourself put your mind back together.
And 3, 2, 1, drop deep. And down.
As you come all the way back into yourself, as you examine how your thoughts have fragmented, you look at how deep you've dropped and you realize that your thoughts are so far apart that they're smashed to small pieces inside of your mind, and so you just go deeper now. Go deeper as my words blow the dust, as I crush what's left of your mind beneath my heel.
As I just put those little pieces back together, just gently, softly, making sure each and every thought just makes so much sense as I rearrange it the way that I want it to be arranged.
And there is no sense inside your mind right now, no way of making sense, everything scattered apart. What was one thing become another, what was up was down, and what's down is up. And there's no way to know except following my words wherever they go.
Any which way they go, hard to tell. Left or right or up or down or sideways.
Down or right or left or up.
Diagonal. Any way that it moves, any way that your mind can move in the way that we are moving you, like a chess piece.
And where it always moves, like a spiral.
Spiraling in and out and down and fading.
Being moved in the direction that we need to move you, taking pawn by pawn, our queen, checkmate.
And that's it for you, isn't it?
Game over.
And it's game over until we decide to play this little game again. We can put all the pieces away, close that chessboard, and we can come all the way back up. All the way back up on 3, 1, 2, 3, wide awake.
That's better, isn't it? All the way back up, alert, awake. Feel your mind clearing. Feel your focus returning to normal. Until the next time that we want to play with you.
That's right.